You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I think I was talking about how we were watching this horrible show on Netflix. And I think I told you, I said, we've got, I think, one episode to go in season one, and then we'll probably just call it quits.
Yeah, you'll bail out.
But I don't want to give up until that first season. I've got to see how the season ends. Well, that's because I assumed we're so used to watching shows on Netflix and other outlets, 10 episodes, 8 or 10 episodes for a season. So, just out of curiosity, we sat down last night, we're like, all right, let's watch this 10th and final episode and be done. And I said, you know, I've never checked. What if there's 11 episodes? Ooh. What if there's actually two more? Would we put ourselves through that? So I did the little thing where you can click on episodes and more or whatever and scrolled. There's not 10 episodes in the first season. There's 21 episodes the first season.
It's the season that never ends.
We're not halfway through it.
Bail, man, bail.
Oh, we watched number 10. I had so many listeners write in wanting, they said, you've got to tell us, what is this horrible show that you're watching?
You did say.
I know, but in the Mindbender Club mailer, I didn't. I just said there was just this horrible show because I was making a point about something else. People were like, I've got to know. And everyone I wrote back to and said, it's called Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland. 100% of people wrote back and go, oh, yeah, that's horrible. And I was like,
wish I had known before I started.
Oh, it's just so ridiculous. Oh. Anyway, so I guess we'll watch 10 more and finish the season.
Like, I'll just stick through it now.
I have to know what happens.
You kind of have to now.
Are you the person that can put down a book after 100 pages and not finish it?
Absolutely. I put down this TV show you're talking about after 2 episodes. I got 2 episodes into it, and I was like, hell no, this is stupid.
I think 2 out of 21, it's easier to quit. When you're 10 out of 21, it's more difficult to quit. It's the same thing with reading a book.
Maybe. I mean, I quit Walking Dead after season... Well, how many is there now? Let's just pick a number. Season 5. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And there's probably, 4 more seasons after that.
I agree. We were the same way. We bailed on that after 5 or 6
just got
seasons,
stupid.
Too.
It's just stupid.
But that, at least you have churned through most of the story.
Right.
I used to be with that. I had to finish a book that I was reading. And it wasn't until, I don't know, like 10 years ago that I finally said, life is too short. Yeah. If a book sucks, I'm going to bail. And yep. I have many times.
That's smart. That's good.
There's got to be correlations in life to that, I guess. But, like if people who are in a dead-end career or something like that, do
exactly.
you stick it out? Or do you bail?
Start fresh, yeah.
Remember the Turkish proverb, Jeremy?
Tell me now.
No matter how far you've traveled down the wrong path, turn back.
Simple.
Turkish proverb.
Turkish.
And I'm not even Turkish. All right, what did you do last night?
So yesterday we were talking on the show about how a little Facebook memory of mine popped up, and it was from 7 years ago, and I was wearing a brown striped shirt, and I looked down yesterday, and I was like, holy crap, 7 years later, I am wearing the same brown striped shirt. And we were like, what are the odds? Because it's a shirt I don't wear a lot. And I posted it on Facebook, and a listener named Cindy said, hey, Jer, better go buy a lottery ticket. I'll just kind of break it down. That's all she said. Better buy a lottery ticket today.
Okay.
So sure enough, on the way home yesterday, I stopped into the gas station to fill up my truck, and
You thought, why not?
I was standing there looking at the convenience store, and I had Cindy's message in my mind, go buy a lottery ticket. I pulled out my wallet. I had $1 in there. I was like, I'm going to go buy a dollar scratch ticket. So I finished filling up. I wandered into the gas station, and I haven't bought a scratch ticket in years, so I didn't really know which one was the best. So I pointed down at this one.
Did you ask the person behind the counter?
No, I just basically scanned them, and I was looking for the one that was for $1, and they had one that was there that was $1, and it's this 7-11-21 game, and you scratch it, and it gives you 3 numbers as you scratch it. Now, if any of those numbers add up to 7 or 11, or 21, you get the prize.
Okay.
Second one I scratched, 13 plus 7 plus 1.
Look at that, ladies
21
and gentlemen,
bucks.
A winner!
$77 I won off a $1
you
scratch
did?
Ticket.
You
$77
did?
$77! I haven't done scratch tickets in years.
That's wonderful.
All because Cindy on my Facebook said, go buy a lottery ticket today.
So what are you sending to her?
Good vibes and a thank you.
You're not going to give her a little treat?
I don't have to give her a treat.
Yes, you do. You know what you should do? If you are a good human being, you would go get a $10 Starbucks card.
Mm-hmm. Send it to
her. Just get her address and send, or get it. You know, you can email those too.
Yeah, yeah.
Get her email address and send her a $10
Starbucks. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
I can't believe you didn't think of that.
I didn't think of it. All I thought of was just her saying, go buy a lottery ticket. So I did, and $77 later. So shout out to the folks at the Colorado Lottery in our building downstairs. I'll be seeing you here in a few hours. Cashing in. Woohoo!